This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 5 on the radio begins. This one on national radio. This morning, 2 hours on local Vegas radio, 790 AM KBET, my flagship home station. Every day from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Every one of you around the country can listen to my Vegas show, because it's called Wayne Allyn Root Early Edition, because it's a preview of this show, and you get it earlier in the day. If you want your news earlier in the day and Wayne Root's reaction to the news earlier in the day, you can listen to it online, 790talknow.com. 790talknow.com. Every day, 10 a.m. West Coast time. So what is that, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock East Coast time. At 790talknow.com. And now I'm off to hour number 5 of radio. Make sure everybody knows, some of you only listen to 1 hour, or maybe you listen to the first hour with Lee Elsie. Thank you, Lee. Great job as always. I always put my headphones on with about 15 minutes to go in Lee's hour, and I listen to his last hour. And he is just very, very good at what he does. I really enjoy listening to Lee. Another great storyteller. Great stories. And you may have missed, therefore, if you haven't tuned into me all day, the fact that we are postponing our Blue Lives Matter march on the Vegas Strip on Saturday. I called it the biggest pro-police march in the United States of America, maybe ever. We expected, really, from the emails I got, knowing what I got, about 8,000 to 10,000 people maybe 8 weeks ago, 6 to 8 weeks ago. We did that Open the Nevada Economy rally, and 8,000 to 10,000 people showed up is what our estimate was. That lot was big enough that we think there were like 2,000 cars between the lot and all the blocks surrounding it, and probably 3,000 with all the blocks surrounding it. So if the average car had 2-3 people in it, we figured, there's a good chance that we literally had about 10,000 people at that event. But let's just settle on, say, 8,000 people. Well, let's say I got about 500 emails saying, Wayne, I'm coming, Wayne, I'm coming, Wayne, this is great, I can't wait. And then 8,000 to 10,000 people showed up. Well, this time I probably got 2,000 emails saying, I'm a cop, I live in Idaho, I'm driving your event, I'm a cop, I live in San Jose, California, I'm driving your event, I'm a cop, I live in New York, I'm flying to your event, I'm a cop from South Carolina, retired, I'm coming to your event. So we really thought, you know, instead of 500 letters saying I'm coming, and then we got 8,000 to 10,000 people, this time we got a couple of thousand letters, I think we would have 20,000 people at this event. There were people that were bringing school children. There were people that were bringing horse riders. There were people that were bringing their parishioners from their Catholic church in Las Vegas. The priest wanted to come with his parishioners. And it really was going to be 20,000 people until, and I had the New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick, my buddy, agreed to fly 3,000 miles and co-host the parade with me. And then Black Lives Matter decided to plan a protest in the same place at the same time across the street from us. Big coincidence, right? And the head of the police in Las Vegas announced to me through several city councilmen that you got to cancel your event. You can't go. You can't go because we can't guarantee your safety. And our intelligence division says they're looking and spoiling for a fight with you. Something bad's going to happen. And it could lead to rioting on the street in Vegas. And just crush tourism. And people can get hurt and people can get killed. You can't tell Wayne, can't do it. So I didn't sleep the whole night, thought about it over and over again. I was 50-50. I could have easily said, screw you. You don't stop Black Lives Matter. They're allowed to protest every night, but we're supposed to not go. The good people of America who don't kill anyone, don't burn anything, and don't loot, we're supposed to not do it. That's why we're the silent majority. When you're a nice person, you get crapped on all day long. And when you're a vicious loser thug, which is not everybody, by the way, in Black Lives Matter. There's some very nice people who rightfully don't want to see black people get murdered by police officers when they're innocent and unarmed. But there are lots of thugs mixed in who burned and rioted, looted. And you know what they burned? Black-owned businesses. You know what they looted? Black-owned businesses. You know whose lives they destroyed? Black dreams. That should be my new thing. Black dreams matter. They destroyed the dreams of black people who own a building or own a store, own a business, own a car you just set on fire, own a house you just set on fire, apartment building. How about burn down all the grocery stores? You can't go shopping anymore. So there's some of that too. And then I'll tell you what else there is. I have friends who are black who tell me, Wayne, look, most of the people we've met at Black Lives Matter events are very nice people who have no interest in violence. None. And then all of a sudden a bus pulls up and a bunch of out-of-towners get off and they're dressed in all black and their faces are in all black and we can't even tell if they're white or black. They're Antifa. And they're violent. And they join our crowd and they've all got backpacks and they start throwing bricks and they start throwing bottles and they start throwing Molotov cocktails and try to kill cops and we get blamed. And you know what? I can't even tell what they are except one of them thought he was on fire and lifted up his hood and suddenly he was white. Why don't they tell you that in the news? That these are white, preppy, rich, elitist, little, spoiled brats from around the country, little communists from elitist schools who are bussed in and paid, no doubt, by George Soros. Allegedly, maybe, I think, my gut says, all paid by George Soros. But I don't know. That's why there's got to be an investigation. Many of them have said they're paid by George Soros. He pays for all the, his Open Society Foundation pays for all the open borders groups in this country. They all get big money from him to open the borders and to pay for lawyers to defend the illegals walking, violating our space and walking into our country. George Soros pays for the DAs and police chiefs around the country. Except they're all against us. That's why government is so bad. It's so corrupt. So anyway, I'm just angry because we got shut down. And of course, I could have said, screw you. I'm doing it. But keep in mind, as I said in hour number two, I got Donald Trumped, right? Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx walked in his office and said, sorry, we know you want to keep the economy open, but you can't. If you close the economy, lives will be saved. If you leave it open, millions will die. You'll be blamed. Your legacy will be ruined. You'll go through history being called a murderer. Charles Manson, Stalin, Hitler, you're going to be known as a murderer. So he really had no choice, even though everybody knew, I knew, Trump knew, there weren't going to be millions dead, and the economy could have stayed open, and they were looking to destroy the economy, or they're just naive doctors, I'll give it out. They're just very naive, Ivy League little brainiacs, stuffed shirt professors who know nothing about the real world and nothing about the pain they would cause by closing the economy and locking people away in loneliness that would result in more suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism, and depression from bankruptcy and no job than any pandemic would ever cause. They were too dumb and stuffy and book smart, little bookworms, to understand that, or they were looking to destroy Trump's economy. One or the other. Maybe a little jealousy about how good Trump was doing, and they just had to kill it. I don't know, but I'll assume book smart and street stupid. And that was what was done to me. I was Trumped because I knew this would be the greatest rally ever, and the whole nation would cover it, and Vegas would come out for the police. But the head of the police, what do they tell me? You can't do it. We put you on warning. Don't do it. There will be death. There will be riots. There will be violence. It will be bad. We can't protect your crowd. And I can't do that to you. I don't care about me. I'll always be fine. If I die, I'd become the greatest martyr in the history of the conservative movement. So I'm not too worried about that. All of you would show up at my funeral and you'd go out and rally and Trump would win. So I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you. All the people said they're bringing their kids, all the policemen coming, all the firemen coming, all the military vets, all the patriots. I can't let one of you get hurt because I'd be responsible. I can't do that. And what might have happened is you would have defended yourselves. You would have carried, as we all do. We all have concealed carry permits on the right. We all know how to use our guns. And so we would have had a shootout with some nut who throws a brick at your head, which is absolutely a deadly object, and you have a right to fire back with deadly force. And then we would, and then Wainwright would get blamed for creating a melee and a riot and a disaster on the streets of Las Vegas, because right away the police would call a press conference and say, we told him not to do it, and he did it anyway. Wayne Root's a bad guy. See, they set me up like Donald Trump. Or, I'll give you the other option, just like I did with the doctors, where they're right. Black Lives Matter was going to create a big problem, and people were being bussed in by Soros from all over the country to destroy Wayne Root's rally and try and make it into a melee and a riot and a disaster for Vegas that would be blamed on me. It's one of those two. So guess what happened? We backed down, and I said, we'll do it in the fall, and I'll provide my own security in the fall and not worry about the police. And Bernie Kerik and I agreed we're picking a date to do this big time in the fall. We're going to have the biggest police rally the world's ever seen. But guess what Black Lives Matter just announced moments ago? Canceling their rally opposite mine at the same time as mine in Las Vegas on the Vegas Strip. See? They got their way. Once again, the brutal people get their way. The mean people get their way. The nasty people get their way. The people who loot and burn and torch and destroy business, they get their way. And we, the silent majority, has to be silent and step back. And that's why the media says, see, nobody's for Trump. And they're all going to get surprised in November. Because all the people that are silent are so freaking angry right now that you have no idea what's coming. You want to keep us silent? You want them to loot and burn while we can't protest? Oh, we're coming out in November like raving banshees, with pitchforks and blowtorches. And we're electing Trump, re-electing Trump, and you're going to get 4 more years, friends. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
Well, this is what you call last minute, but the polls don't close until 7 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas and in Nevada, the great state of Nevada. And so if you're going to vote in person today, you still can. There's a few, very few in-person polling places. Just go to my website, root4america.com. And so far today, I've had about 20 requests. Wayne, who do I vote for? Talk about last-second people. But some people are just ingrained in their mind, vote on Voters Day, right? But it's been mail-in voting for 3 weeks now. So you should have got it in a long time ago. But if you're waiting to the last second of the last day, go to rootforamerica.com. You'll find all my voting recommendations there. And especially in Congress, I want you to pay attention to Sam Peters and CD4. And in a crowded field, I'm choosing Sam Peters. And in CD3, Big Dan Rodimer. And the latest RNC, Republican National Committee, polls out, and they say Rodimer is winning by a landslide heading into tonight. So let's hope that holds up, because let me tell you something. This guy, Rodimer, got my endorsement back in September. And I stuck with him when ads started coming out on Fox News that painted him like he's a mass murderer, like he's Charles Manson, and he walks around beating the crap out of people and getting arrested. He's 6'7", 300 pounds, and once in his life, he was in a bar fight with someone who was picking on someone. He defended them, and he pushed the guy. He didn't hit him, he pushed him. The guy charged assault. Never, ever were there actual charges. Never, ever a trial. Never, ever a conviction. And they made him out. This is what political guys do, right? The political genius Jesus, turn that and spin that into he's a mass murdering Charles Manson. I stuck with him. I told you to vote for Dan Rodheimer. I told you Dan Schwartz, his opponent, is a real liberal and not a Donald Trump fan. Denigrates Trump all the time. And RNC says he's gonna, my man's going to win by landslide tonight. Well, guess what? I've talked him up for 9 months on my radio show. So that shows you the power of the Wayne Root endorsement and the Wayne Root radio show for Dan Rodheimer. But I want to do the same thing. Sam Peters is in a race with like nine Republicans running, and he never was considered a guy who had any chance at all. And we'll see. He's up against the guy who, you know, has run for office 3 times in Clark County, and all those voters know who he is, and he's up against several other really fine candidates. I picked Sam Peters, a United States Air Force major and a winner of major awards, Medal of Valor, I believe it was, and a major medal. I can't remember what the name was. Maybe it was Valor, maybe not, but major military award. And Sam Peters, to me, a businessman, a father, just the perfect candidate to run and win and pull an upset. And so I picked Sam for the last 9 months. So we shall see. We shall see. But I want you to vote for Sam Peters in CD4 and Dan Rodheimer, big Dan Rodheimer in CD3. If you still have any time, you still can get to a polling place. And then all my other picks are at RootForAmerica.com. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. When we get back, by the way, we got a great guest when we get back. We've got David Clark, the sheriff, known as America's sheriff, the sheriff, formerly the sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but America's sheriff, to talk about my event today being pulled, literally pulled at the last minute, but not canceled, postponed. Saturday's Blue Lives Matter Pro Police Parade is postponed. We're going to pull the biggest one ever coming up in the fall, but for now it is postponed, and you'll hear what David Clark has to say about it. But in the meantime, that's coming up in the next segment. In the meantime, I want to mention the sponsor, MAGA Mall. MAGA Mall, your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps and T-shirts and flags and masks and coins and jewelry and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats, but they pride themselves, number one, in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market, hate to say it, but they're pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. And you get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. Go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, and use promo code WAR10 at checkout. And you get 10% off every order of these beautiful caps. And I wear mine every single night. I walk my dog. I wear my new Trump 2020 MAGA cap in black. Very cool, very macho, very masculine looking. Great cap, fits my personality. Love it. Got Trump's signature on it. Got the presidential seal on it. Really cool. Highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. Got to put the V in front of it. The MAGA, MAGA, Mall, MALL.com. When we get back, America's Sheriff David Clark weighing in on my big event Saturday that got postponed and some of the bureaucracy that I went through. You'll hear what he has to say. He won't mince any words at all. You know what he says to all the bureaucrats in this world? Go screw yourself. David Clark up next, America's Sheriff, with Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
War. now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The services for George Floyd are over. About 500 people packed into the Fountain of Praise Church in Houston today for the final of three services. Republican Congressman from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News, now is the time to act regarding Floyd's death.
What happened to George Floyd should never happen to anyone at all in America. Ever. Not equal justice under the law. Members all across the country are listening. They've seen the video. They're paying attention. People in Wyoming have met and marched and done it in large numbers and peacefully. We need a bipartisan solution, something that is lasting and will make a, we could even name it the George Floyd Act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we got a great guest to opine on all of this. Sheriff David Clark, America's sheriff, former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, author, public speaker, and a great prolific defender of President Trump. Sheriff David Clark, you're on with War, way down the road. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me on.
So, I want to tell you exactly what happened. I had a giant march planned for Saturday. And last time I had an event, a rally, a march, was about a month and a half ago. And I just mentioned on the radio, let's have a march to reopen the Vegas economy. And 8,000 to 10,000 people showed up. I didn't plan it. I didn't spend any money on it. I didn't promote it. I just mentioned it on my show. And we estimate between 8,000 and 10,000 people showed up. So now I wanted the most pro-police march in all of America. And I figured probably 20,000 would show up. And from the emails I got, David, I think we were going to get a crowd of in the range of 20,000 people. It was much bigger than the last one. Unbelievable. Overwhelming. And out of the blue, I hear from the sheriff and the police here, they don't want me to move forward with it. They cannot protect me. They've heard threats. They feel something bad's going to happen. They think it's going to turn to riots. There's a Black Lives Matter protest at the exact moment to counter me, and they can't guarantee the protection of me and my fans, and they feel horrible, but they just don't want it to happen, and they beg me to stop this thing. So I decided to postpone it, only because it's not my safety I give a crap about. You know, I'll do anything. I'm bold, but I was scared that one of my people could get hurt, and they're under my shepherdship, right? I'm responsible for my fans, and I don't want my people in the middle of a riot and a war zone. But isn't that disgusting that the police let Black Lives Matter and Antifa protest all they want? They never stop anyone 14 days in a row, and we want one march to love the police, and they tell me don't go forward with it. What is your response to that?
Shame on those police commanders, and I'm seeing more and more of this type of decision-making going on, and I think it's totally disgusting. You made the decision to call it off. That's okay. I would not have. You have just as much right as anybody else to protest in this country. You know that. I think that it is a lie for them to sit up there and say, we can't protect you, and we can't. Yeah, if they're going to come there and stand down, they can't protect. They don't worry about that.
Right.
But, at the same time, I'll tell you what, the good people that would have shown up in support of the police, and there are a lot of them out there, and they've been silenced right now by this totalitarian police control bigotry in this country. We have to get loud. We have to get just as loud as they are right now in support of the rule of law, in support of law and order, and support for the men and women who are risking their lives going down to defend our way of life. And until we start to push back, and that's why I said I would have done it. I'm not criticizing you for calling it off, your decision, your event. But at some point, we have to exert our rights under the Constitution, because there are many government officials, including the police officials. And that's not the frontline police officers that told you that. That decision comes from the top.
Correct.
The very top.
Correct.
These cowardly police commanders who put they're men and women in harm's way on the front lines every day, and they don't give them the support they need. They don't give them the resources they need to do that dangerous job.
No, and listen, here's the deal, because believe me, I didn't sleep the whole last night. I tossed and turned with making my decision. I know that I could have and probably should have moved forward with this thing, but I also know that Black Lives Matter was planning a major counter-protest, and they would have liked nothing more than send Antifa people in from all over the country, David, to cause a major violent riot, which could have hurt tourism in the entire city of Las Vegas, and guess who the police would have blamed for it? Me, Wayne Root. And they were setting me up for that. In my opinion, this was a setup by BLM and by Antifa. They were going to send forces in from everywhere to counter us. And let's say we had 20,000, and let's say they had 200. Well, if those 200 have sticks and bricks and Molotov cocktails, guess what? My people are going to be bleeding, and I'm going to get blamed for a melee. So I decided, let's just wait, and then Bernie Kerik is my buddy, who's planning this with me. You know Bernie, right? Police Commissioner of New York. And Bernie and I planned all this. He was flying in from New York for this and bringing lots of cops with him. Bernie and I both decided at 6 o'clock this morning, let's just plan the biggest police event ever for this fall, and we'll provide our own security. Isn't that sad? We're not going to even depend on the Vegas police. We'll provide our own security. We'll bring in cops from all over the United States off duty to provide our security, and we'll have a plan, a one-month plan that'll make this the biggest police parade anyone has ever seen. That was our plan to counteract this kind of nonsense.
Well, here's the thing, and then again, I'm not being critical of your decision. It was probably the most prudent one at the time. Me, I'm a risk taker, and I believe in exerting the rights that I have under the Constitution. Many of the people who would have attended your event, law-abiding citizens, would probably have been armed and been able to defend themselves against this human scum from Black Lives Matter. And I don't use that as a hyperbole. I truly mean it. These people advocate for the killing of police officers. They advocate for the downfall of the United States government. They are not a force for good. They are a hate group, as far as I'm concerned. So, have the event in September. You'll have more time to plan. I think more planning and more time will allow even more people to prepare and to show up, which will be a good thing. And I, if Black Lies, and I call them Black Lies, L-I-E-S, matter. I leave the V out because the whole thing is premised on a lie. But, they want to show up and they want to have this clash. Let's have it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just didn't want to hurt my tourist city, Vegas, just barely opening up after 3 months of being shut down and have casino owners blame me for bringing a riot to their streets, believe me. So I was very careful, and I listened to the police. I do agree with you, though.
Here's the thing, though, Wayne, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're not bringing the riot. I know you'll get blamed. You're not bringing the riot. They're bringing the riot. And it's high time for us to start to articulate that message. See, sometimes we let them control the narrative. And when you control the narrative, you control the language, you control the narrative, then you can control, what's going on. So they're the ones that bring the riot, and that's why I say, but I'm speaking for myself, you want to have the fight? Let's have it.
Yeah, no, listen, David, I don't agree with you 90%. I agree with you 100%. And I believe that if I had publicized this and put out PR on Fox News, that I was told to stand down and don't do it. And I'm moving forward and doing it because they're never going to shut us up. I believe patriots would have come in from all over America, and there might have been 50,000, 100,000, and we would have shut the town down. And guess what? Then there would have been a clash, and then there'd be shootings, and then everybody would blame Wayne Root for destroying Las Vegas. And I just didn't want that responsibility. I'm going to plan this with lots of security and make sure this fall we have the biggest police parade anyone's ever seen, and everyone who comes will know their family will be safe. Because a lot of my fans said they were bringing their kids, and I just couldn't let them be in the middle of a Black Lives Matter attempted riot. I'm just not going to let that happen to my people. That's really what's I didn't care about me, David. I never care about me, but I care about people's kids and people. So in any case, let me ask you a couple things. You know that a cop was shot here last Monday, Shea Michelonis. He's in grave condition on life support. He's still alive. He's battling like a trooper. What a courageous guy. 29 years old, targeted, shot. Police are targeted everywhere during these Black Lives Matter. No one tells them to shut down. Why is it they let them march, but they want to stop you and me?
Fear, a lack of courage, a lack of leadership. We're seeing a failure of leadership going on in this country, other than from Donald Trump in the White House. You're getting no leadership out of Washington, D.C. You're getting no leadership out of the State House in Nevada and in any state in this country. Right now, the police are under siege. This is the second edition of the war on cops. It has to be fought. There was a news conference held by all of the police unions in New York State. Either today or yesterday, I watched it. Very powerful. They're going to start to fight back. The first thing you have to do is control the narrative. And, these two-bit politicians, cowards, all of them, cowards. They don't have the decency, the human decency, to stand up for what's right. What's right? The rule of law, law and order, and the Constitution. And they just can't do it. They'd rather score some cheap political points out there kneeling instead of standing shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement, They're on their knees groveling. I think it's a pathetic display. I think it's insulting. And it makes my stomach turn every time I see somebody take a knee. You know what? It's time. It is time in this country that we stand for America. That needs to be the slogan from our side. Stand for America.
I'm with you. I think the most disgusting thing of the week, by the way, was the way Drew Brees had to apologize on his knees after saying the right thing. He didn't say anything racist, David. There's nothing racist about saying if you knee for the national anthem, you're being offensive to Americans and veterans and people who died. And he genuflected and just apologized on his hands and knees. Then his wife came back and apologized on her hands and knees as if he'd said something wrong. This is what's going wrong with America. Very sad. You know, my parade was for the police. How could the police not be behind a parade for the police?
You know, it's a shame, but you know what Drew Brees did. He threw his grandfathers under the bus, both of them,
after
they went out and you know, he came out initially and he made it appear like he had a core, like he had core values, a core belief system, and then we found out that that really was a bunch of nonsense. It wasn't, but I mean, he made it be a bunch of nonsense because he turned his back on people that he said he admired that had fought this country. You know, you're seeing more and more of that.
Hey, Sheriff, the music's on. Sheriff, the music's on. I hate to interrupt you, man. You're the greatest. But we got to run. America's Sheriff David Clark, former Sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, author, public speaker, and defender par excellence of conservatism, law and order, and President Trump. Thank you, David.
Appreciate it, man.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. 763-1929 or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
So many nice people out there, already hundreds and hundreds of emails all saying, fantastic job, Wayne, glad you postponed it, so glad nobody got hurt, so it all worked out okay. Except for the NAACP, they're very upset. Take a listen to what the NAACP leader said today. It's hard to even believe this. This is from Channel 8, which is CBS News in Las Vegas. A Blue Lives Matter demonstration, now postponed, has become a flashpoint as people try to get the black... This is how the media operates. Try to get the Black Lives Matter messages across to authorities. I didn't realize that only one side's allowed to get a message across, and the other side is a flashpoint. Like that word? I'm a flashpoint. Police are a flashpoint. Police's lives. Black police lives. Like David Jordan, St. Louis. That's just a flashpoint. A local NAACP leader called the demonstration a direct slap in the face to Black Lives Matter protesters and the black community. Conservative talk show host Wayne Allyn-Root has postponed the demonstration that was originally scheduled for Saturday, but the NAACP issued this statement, I guess not knowing I'd postpone it yet. You have to hear this. This is Roxanne McCoy, president of the Las Vegas NAACP. And here I've said on radio again and again and again, and in writing again and again and again, I'm on your side about George Floyd. The reckless response to host a Blue Lives Matter march in these times is disrespectful as well as the deterrent and agitator to the progression of human and civil rights. So to say that police lives matter, she's saying, is an agitator to human rights and civil rights because a cop's life doesn't matter. She goes on, let's be clear, the creation of, promotion of, and execution of this event will agitate our community, potentially incite conflict, really, by whom? And could result in violence against our police officers, again, by whom? Are you threatening violence and then try to pin it on me? Who are just doing their best, she's saying, police officers, to support Las Vegas during these volatile times. So in other words, if I have a rally to support police, People will throw bricks, rocks, stones, baseball bats, projectiles of all kinds, bombs, Molotov cocktails, and shoot their guns, kill police, and it's my fault because I had a march that was different than your march. Only you, only Black Lives Matter is what matters to anyone, and everybody else is bad. This is America. Keep in mind, this is the United States. The protesters will, this is her talking now, the head of the NAACP of Las Vegas. The protesters will also be at risk as emotions run high, and this event calls out to increase the divide. Roxanne McCoy, president, Las Vegas NAACP. So she's saying protesters would have probably gotten hurt or killed. So it's lucky I did call this off, because she's saying that her side would obviously be angry and want to kill our side. And emotions are high. That's what you blame murder on, right? People throw stones, rocks, projectiles, bricks. How about they found in New York City today ice cream cups, or I should say things disguised as ice cream cups, that were cement. They look like you're eating ice cream from Good Humor, and inside it looks like ice cream. It's cement, and they're going to throw it at your head. And keep in mind, these aren't necessarily black people. I'm not even talking about black people. Most of the troublemakers at these events are white, elitist, Ivy League, preppy, little pieces of human garbage who want to hurt policemen. That's the only reason I call someone a piece of human garbage, is because they want to hurt a policeman or policewoman. How disgusting. How vile. So you can have the nicest people in the world at your Black Lives Matter march, and the black people can be the most nice people in the world, and a bunch of white liberal kids come in black uniforms, Antifa head-to-toe black uniforms with backpacks, carrying a whole variety of weapons to hurt police and to hurt the people in my march, and you're going to blame me for it. White liberals can beat up Wayne Root, but Wayne Root isn't allowed to have a march in America. Can you imagine? In America, you can't have a march, according to the NAACP, that goes against anything they believe in, or you're a bad person. And, oh, by the way, the protesters on my side will be at risk as emotions run high. Is that the way you claim rioting, burning, looting, murdering, shooting policemen in the head? Hey, chalk it up to emotions run high on the liberal side. Last I checked, murder's murder, looting's looting. There are no excuses. You did it. You go to jail. You do your time. It's not about his emotions ran high. This is going to potentially inflict conflict by Wayne Root. It could result in violence against our police officers. Who writes this stuff? She's basically giving away the game plan of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They wanted to equal conflict. I said over and over again, peaceful, not anti-anyone, only pro-police. She doesn't care. By the way, sponsor of this show in our last 30 seconds here, Nancy Wolf, Conscious Matrix, great book. When you hear things like this, you need a positive book to give you some confidence and some positive outlook on life. Because let me tell you, hear from this person, and you start to think America's done, it's over, it's finished. But Nancy Wolf's written a book called Conscious Matrix, and it'll leave you feeling pumped. She says we're predestined to win. God, President Trump, and conservative Americans, the book's been written, the last page is written, we win. And she will show you how and why we're predestined to win. The book is Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf, LibertyHillPublishing.com, or get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. All the cops out there, be safe. All of you, God bless you. See you tomorrow. Wayne Allyn, the warrior.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.